The holiday season quickly approaches, what with Veterans Day coming up and everything. A holiday season, a great time for a lot of people. A lot of people love it, but it is also a big time of the year for accidents, fires around the home, what with all the lights hanging out and about. Here from the Hartford with us here now, Chief Claim Officer John Kinney is joining us over the phone. John, how are you this morning?
I'm great. Good morning, Craig.
Hi there. Like I mentioned, you know, the holiday season, lots of people love getting festive at this time of year. Lots of people love the decorations, love the lights and everything. But with all of the extra cords, all the extra electricity, can come some risks here at this time of the year.
Absolutely. You know, we at the Hartford, as an insurance company that started in 1810 as a fire insurance company, this is something we take very seriously. And we went through all of our data, our claim data, and what we realized is between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day that the risk of a house fire actually doubles. And the reason it does that is, to your point, is a lot of things change for a lot of people during those holiday seasons. And there's some common characteristics that happen. And, you know, when you think about, you know, actually I can tell you the days themselves, you know, from an open fire perspective, Thanksgiving is the highest risk day we have over the course of the year. Christmas Day is next, and Christmas Eve is the third. And if you take some third-party data and look at that, New Year's Eve comes in there as well. And that's because, you know, when you step back and you think about what's happening, you've got people in your home, you've got decorations, and you, to your point earlier, you may have strung some electrical wiring that may not exist over those other 11 or 10 months of the year. And it really does, when you look at the data, increase that risk of fire pretty dramatically during that time frame.
You mentioned Thanksgiving right off the bat, John, and here's something that I didn't think of right away: not cleaning the ovens before cooking.
Absolutely. When we look at cooking itself, right, and you say, all right, this is that when you the four biggest causes, by the way, for the fires over this time frame is: one is cooking, two is candles, three is fireplace, and four is electrical. And when you look at when you drill down on that cooking piece, right, we actually did some surveys, and we said to folks, what are some of the behaviors you may exhibit during that time frame that increases the risk? And when you ask people that question, almost half of the people surveyed, over 1,000 people, admitted to cooking in an oven or a stovetop that's not clean.
Right.
And that of course, increases the risk of fire.
Yeah, that's one thing. Well, me not being a, you know, big cooker at the holidays, that didn't exactly pop into my head. But there's also the candle thing, too.
Yeah, candles all year round, of course, are a fire risk. But what happens during the holiday season, you know, a candle on a granite countertop, not particularly risky as long as you pay attention to it. A candle that sits within a foot of your Christmas tree or of your holiday decorations that's unattended is much riskier. And what our claim professionals would tell you we got some advice for you, is before you go to bed during the holidays, make sure you go around the house and blow out all those candles, because, you know, you'd be surprised how many times people forgot they've you know, are burning a candle in their living room or their family room, and maybe would not be doing that in July. And it's a great way to make sure that, particularly with all those other flammable things around your house during the holidays, it's a nice double check.
Years ago, I remember I had a friend of mine's stepdad. They had a giant candle in the middle of the dining room table, and there was fabric underneath it. And somebody forgot to blow the candles out, and his stepdad forgot something, had to go back to the house, and the table was on fire. And he had to yank the whole table out the front with the front sliding glass window. If he wouldn't have forgotten whatever it was he forgot, I mean, you'd have been talking about the place burning down.
Absolutely. It goes back to that. What is the candle on? If it's something that's flammable, in your instance, obviously you're closer than a foot away from a flammable object there. And that's, fortunately your friend and his stepfather found out before the house went down.
And John, while we have you with us here, maybe you could just give a few tips for the upcoming holiday season that maybe people could, safen up their homes with a little bit.
All right, I'll give you a couple. And these come straight out of the mouths of claim professionals, which see everything over the course of a year. If you're the chef in the house, and I am in this instance, Craig, I admire you for not being a cook. I am. One piece of advice is when you're cooking in the kitchen, especially when you have friends and family that may distract you and you're trying to entertain at the same time, if you leave the kitchen, put a pot holder in your pocket to remind you that you've got something on the stove or in the oven. It's a great way for you to physically remind yourself not to stray too far. When you think about the fireplace or your chimney, obviously we all worry about creosote building up in a chimney. As tempting as it is, don't throw wrapping paper into the fireplace because that adds to the risk of a chimney fire in ways that, you know, only burning seasoned wood do not. And then lastly, on a Christmas tree perspective, I would tell you, you know, even the best watered Christmas tree that's real has about a 4-week lifespan before it starts to become dangerously dry. And one thing worth noting, if you don't chop it down yourself, ask the person selling it to you, when did you cut it down? Because the four weeks runs from there, not from when you bought it. These are just great ways to remind yourself to be safe during the season.
Well, again, John Kinney has been with us here. He's a chief claim officer with the Hartford. And, John, it's a, like we've been talking about here, it's a big time of year for stuff like this. Thank you very much for taking some time out with us here this morning and maybe giving a few people some heads up on some stuff they didn't think about before going in.
Thanks, Craig. And I'll tell you, if you want more, go to thehartford.com/JFM. It's some great tips that are out there as well.